Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast. This episode is actually coming a day late because we've just been so busy lately. Like, all those times in the past podcasts, we've been like, oh yeah, we're busy. But, like, we've been, like, nonstop doing anything. We were going to save telling you guys, like, all this stuff that we're going to tell you guys now.
You were going to tell you in season two.
Yeah, for season two, because it just seemed like a good reason to tell you guys why we've been the way we are right now, like, so stressed and everything. I'm even, like, happy that we're even doing a podcast, because most people, I feel like, would just not take a break.
Yeah, man,
I'm happy we're actually putting one out, good or bad. I'm guessing it's gonna come out good. Most of the time they come out good.
Yeah, but everyone can be a banger.
Yeah, exactly. But if you guys didn't hear last podcast, Sunday was actually my birthday.
Yeah, it was me. Sorry. It was my baby's birthday.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was just feeling a little bit sad because I was like, life isn't going the way I wanted to, and life just keeps shitting on us pretty much. And I'm like, is this like how another year is going to be? Because this past year was fun, but, like, now, recently, it seems like a bunch of bad stuff has been happening.
I mean, it happens to everybody. You could be, like, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. I'm sorry if we sound tired in this one, guys. We're just so exhausted.
We're exhausted. It's been, like, a long week. We're not even kidding when we say,
yeah,
like,
I think you guys deserve a chill one. I've been too hyped. Like, last time, I was way too, like, anxiety. So, I need a chill one this time.
Yeah. But no, like, his birthday was, like, so much fun. We woke up, we went to Santa Fe.
Yeah, we didn't actually do the French toast and cheese eggs like we mentioned last podcast.
I took my baby to IHOP.
Yeah, we went to IHOP. And me and Charlene spent the day together. We went to the mall, we went to Target to actually get some things that we're going to tell you guys about now. Should we tell them?
No, hold on.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty fun.
We got some, they had candles, like, half priced at
good ones
at Bath & Body Works. So
it goes partly into what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. I'm, like, obsessed with candles. And, like, every time Jane's like, do you want to go look? I'm like, yeah, I want to go look. But I never buy the candles.
I was never into candles. And then Charlene, when I first started dating her, she's like, oh, candle this, candle that, and now I'm into it.
I remember, like, being, like, when I was little, my mom would get, like, these nasty apple candles, and I would light them.
My grandma
room.
Gets the same one still, and that's why when we smelt them at the store, I was like, oh, it smells like my grandma's house in Christmas time. But yeah, now when I smell a candle, I'm like, ooh, she would like this one. We'll get this one.
Yeah, so we got some really good candles. One's, like, blueberry pancake, and I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a nice, chill day. Me and Charlene just had a thing together.
How's 20 treating you?
Good. I feel the same. Sometimes I have to remember, like, now I can't be like, oh, I'm 19 years old. I have to say I'm 20 now.
Yeah.
And I forget sometimes.
I know. I forget that, like, I'm 23. Like, people ask me how old I am. I'm like, 20. I want to say 22.
You're like, we'll go with the younger age.
I'm like, I'm 21.
Yeah.
I just turned 21.
But yeah, it was a good birthday. A nice, chill one.
Remember when I turned 20? Actually, I don't remember when I turned
20. We were dating when Charlene turned 20.
We were dating when I turned 18.
Yep. A couple months before you turned 18.
Yeah. I'll be 24 this year.
Yeah. That's crazy. Doesn't even feel like... What was I going to say?
You're going to say, damn, you're old.
I have to keep it going. It's like a running joke on the podcast that you're so old.
I'm so scared. I'm like, 24 is like my last youth year after this.
No, I think it's only going to get better with age. You age like a fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But, all right, time to get into the real juicy stuff. The stuff that's been stressing us out and everything. We're not going to tell you guys everything because we're kind of still planning stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to tell you guys, like, why everything's going the way it is and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, you've probably heard in past podcasts that we would talk about our landlord and stuff, and, like, how buying the house fell down into the hole and stuff like that. And the reason for that is because we did try and buy the house that we were renting, but we weren't able to, ultimately. And so not even a couple months later, our landlord was like, oh, I'm going to try and... We told him that we weren't able to.
Yeah.
And not even a couple months later, he was like, oh, we're going to try and sell the house. he was in, like, I wasn't even going to talk to him about it or anything. I was like, oh, okay, just let us know when you need us out. And so he told us, and I was telling Charlene, I was like, what are we going to do? We mm-hmm. don't have nowhere to go. And so we were just waiting for that day. And then we came up with the thing that we were going to stay somewhere. Should we say?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're you could say, go ahead and say.
We're staying at BB's house.
Yeah, my mom's house for now. But, yeah, I mean, that's why we've been so stressed and all that lately, is because shit kind of just been hitting the fan.
Yeah.
He didn't even give us, like, a chance. Like, he told me, and I was like, fuck. Like, I was so scared to tell Charlene, because I was like, shit, what's her reaction going to be? Because Charlene stresses about things like that, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, she's gonna be so mad. But she was actually pretty fine with it, and we came to, like, an agreement, and we just, like, our first thought was trying to figure out where we were gonna stay. We had nowhere to go.
And like, for us to, like, find, like, a place where, like, that accepts dogs is just...
Yeah, like, we could have found an apartment or whatever, but we have dogs, and we can't really go in many places with them. And
we'd rather give up our house than give up our dogs.
Yeah, and... So he messages me one day, and he's like, oh, you guys can stay there till spring, and then we'll try and sell the house then. And I told Charlene, I was like, it's either now we leave now, or that we leave in springtime.
And that's, like, a maybe, because we don't know when, because, like, if they're going to be selling the house through a realtor, they're going to be, like, doing, like, inspections of the house and this and that. And you can't really do that if, like, somebody lives there.
Yeah, I mean, so that's why we're like, we need to leave now, because who knows if they're going to have people coming to see the house, or if they're going to have the inspectors and stuff coming to see it. And I was like, it's best just to get out now.
Yeah.
So we found a place that we can stay for now, and we've just been stressing moving stuff, getting stuff situated, and then they fucked us over at our utility place.
Oh my God, yes.
We went to turn it off. We went, was it yesterday or two days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
We went 2 days ago to turn off to change the water back to their name. And we were going to change it next week for them to do it. And they did it today, yeah, or yesterday. So
we had even less time.
Yeah, we couldn't really use their water anymore because it's not our bill anymore. And then the same thing with the internet.
Yep.
We had to end up pay extra to get it taken off before, like, our contract or whatever.
Yeah, because we, like, broke our contract. It was like
a two-year contract.
Sorry, hold on.
Oh, yeah, it was like a two-year contract. And after that contract, you're like... You could just, like, leave, right?
Or something like that. Yeah, after the contract, like, it's over with. You don't have to... You don't break your contract, so you don't have to pay any extra fees if you don't want to, have your internet with them anymore. So, we broke our contract a year within the 2 years. So, we had to pay extra fees.
And then they turn it off on that day. We thought they were going to, like, turn it off the next week or whenever they go pick up the equipment.
Yeah.
And they turned it off that day.
So
we didn't have internet. We didn't have water. All we had was light. And so I was like, fuck, we'll just sleep tonight and then start moving our shit tomorrow. And if you guys saw my Instagram story, I posted moving the stuff.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's what we've been stressing about doing. Me, I'm exhausted. That's all I've been doing for these past 2 weeks is trying to get everything taken care of. Everything
ready. I've been, like, when I'm not working, I'm helping him.
Yeah.
And, like, we got our storage. We put all our stuff that we don't need in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got our stuff taken care of.
Yeah. It just takes a while. And then we're trying to get everything ready for season 2. And that's pretty stressful because, like, trying to juggle both things at once it's really tough.
Yeah, but, like, now we're in here, we just have to go over there and clean up the house.
Yeah, we're pretty much settled. We just need to go clean up, make it look like when we moved in, and mm-hmm. that's it. Turn in the keys and that's go it. On our way. Yeah. We're pretty much settled in here at the room, but getting that still taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mostly what's been going on lately. That's what's been stressing. That's why we haven't been posting on Instagram that much. I usually post on our stories because Charlene's at work all the time. She doesn't have time to do that. So I take care of it, and I haven't even been able to do that. You guys know how much I am into working out, and I'm too exhausted to even do that.
Yeah.
My body's aching and everything.
Literally, he's been, like, so exhausted. Like, his hands even hurt him.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. I was moving stuff yesterday, and my hands are, like... aching. I don't know what happened. Yeah, This is going to be a chill podcast, a real podcast, because we haven't had one of these in a long time.
No. And then, like, Daisy, like, been having really bad anxiety now that we moved. And the last time we moved, she started losing her hair and her scalp. So my sister gave her this, like, little thunder shirt that I have on her because when I'm not in the room, she's just, like, screaming.
Yeah, she, like, freaks out.
So, my poor baby.
That's why we're good that we at least have Cooper here with her. Imagine without him.
Because remember when we would leave the house and she would just scream for hours and hours.
By herself, she would just scream. And good thing she has a dog with her now. And Cooper's having a blast here. We thought he was going to be the hard one because he's all snoring now, if you guys hear it. We thought he was going to be the hard one because all he knew was the house we were living in. And no, he comes here and he's all comfortable.
He has a backyard now, so like we used to have to take him out like on his leash because Cooper would take off on us. But we take him out on his leash, and now he goes outside.
Yeah, we just open the sliding door, and he runs out. And then when he's done, he's ready to come back in. He just comes back. We open the door.
So I'm so happy and grateful that he has that.
Yeah, me and Charlene earlier today, we were in the house, and we were just, like, thinking about all the memories that we made in the house. Like, when we would make breakfast on Sundays.
And we would struggle through the winter.
Yeah, because
it was cold,
and my stupid ass
was all tight. Yeah, I would get home freezing. I'm like, where's the fire?
And I'm like, I'm trying to save wood.
I'm like, do you not know that I was outside?
And then we had heaters there. I think we even, if you guys listened to the first couple ones, we had to use them because it was still
cold.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it. I was like, oh, I'm sorry if you hear the heaters in the background.
We would sit
in the
living room and have them on.
We had the heaters, and I would only leave them on three hours at a time.
They had to be 3 hours throughout the day. That was it.
And if it was like 1 hour in the morning, one in the middle of the day, if it was like freezing, like I couldn't stand it, and then one in the night. I tell Charlene all the time, I'm like, I'm so sorry I was like that. Like, I realized how awful it was.
I would literally go to the bathroom and cry because I'm like, I can't believe, like, I cannot believe.
And I would get all mad because of like how much water we use and all that. You know, I was just being a tight ass. I don't even know why,
because our bills stayed out the same throughout the with the winter.
At least I changed. At least I'm not like that no more.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we were looking back at all our memories that we made when we would watch movies together. We would. Me and Charlene struggling, make breakfast, us struggling to carry our bucket of wood into the house in the snow because it was too heavy for just me.
My dad would go clean the snow because my dad like has this little four-wheeler, so he would go clean the snow, and then Jane would help him with the little shovel.
Yeah. I was like, we even started like tearing up and stuff because we like miss it so much, and it's such like a hard change going from like having a whole house to having a
room.
Yeah. And the room's comfortable. It, like, feels like home. It's just, it's hard.
It's hard because, like, you're so used to, like, having your own space. And, like, yeah, we have our own space. It's just, like, it's different. You're so used to, like, doing your own thing.
Like, we were such in a routine. Like, we wake up, like, eat dinner, clean and everything. Like, we were just in a routine. And when that gets changed up, it's rough to get back into it. But the way I look at it is, like I've told you guys before, all this stuff happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell Charlene we're going to look back one day and be like, we're going to drive by the house and be like, oh, we lived there for a year. We're going to tell our kids that or something.
Yeah, like, that was our first house.
Or if we ever make it big, we're going to be in an interview and be like, yeah, we used to live here.
If we ever make it big, we're buying the house cash.
We're going to be like, oh, when we started the podcast, that's where we live. That's where we started it.
And like, guys, like the house, like it was perfect for like a couple with no kids.
Yeah. Like, it was nice. It was small, but it was still pretty big.
Yeah. And last night was our first night sleeping here. And oh my gosh, let me tell you, like, it just feels like so relaxing. I was telling Jaden when I woke up this morning, I'm like, you know what? I've noticed that when we sleep over there at the house, I feel like people were like staring at us.
Yeah, it felt like with the ghost. That's when you told me. I was like, yeah, it's probably the ghost. Because like I would wake up in the middle of the night, like, and I would check the whole room just in case I saw somebody. Because it felt like someone was like standing right next to me sleeping
the
whole time.
Or like in the doorway,
And here, it felt like when me and Charlene used to hang out.
Yeah.
She used to come over and we used to watch YouTube and movies and lay in bed and take a nap. And I woke up in the middle of the night last night and it felt just like that. Like, I thought it was that time again.
And it's just, like, so crazy. Like, we lived, like, with, like, a ghost for so long.
I know. And I feel like we kind of, like, started getting comfortable with it. And now that we're gone, he's alone now. Or she, or whatever it is.
And, like, it really didn't bother us. It would bother, like, Daisy and Cooper.
And this room was supposedly haunted, but it's only been one night. We don't know. Well, I don't even want to speak it into existence.
Jaden's mom has a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
And we think it's that.
Yeah, because now that it's gone, it feels nice in here, not scary. It feels nice in
here. And I told you, I'm like, we need to have your grandma bless this room.
I know. Should we still?
I feel like we should.
I feel like just in case, just in case. Don't know the shit that happens.
Last night, I didn't want to sleep on my back because I'm like, oh.
I feel like it felt more scary because when my mom was in here, she didn't have much stuff, so it felt empty and scary. And since we have stuff in here and the dogs and stuff, it feels better.
Yeah, I always know that Daisy would always protect me, my little baby.
Oh, that little tiny dog would protect you.
She would. When I would get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night in the house, she would go with me.
I can't even say me. Cooper would protect you because he's the most scared shit out of all of them. He's the medium-sized one, but he's like more scared than Daisy would be.
Probably. He's cute, though.
But, it's rough changing from, like, a big old space to trying to fit, like, a house in a room.
Yeah, and now
to make it feel
good. We're looking towards our future, like, okay, so what are we gonna do? I'm the person, like, likes to plan what my next step is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, already planning, I'm like, okay, like, we could look into here, we could look into there, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. And I tell Charlene that whatever happens is supposed to happen, so, like, we can, if we look and we find something we like, and if we're supposed to get it, we'll get it, and stuff like that. I know it sounds all corny when I talk about stuff like that. Charlene probably gets all bugged about it. Charlene probably thinks it gets repetitive. We'll say that.
And, like, I don't mind, like, fixer-uppers, because, I mean, we can make it however the heck we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it'd be pretty fun to put some creativity onto it.
Yeah, like, fixer-uppers, like, I don't mind at all, but when you're trying to sell a fixer-upper for, like, $75,000? Yeah,
like, the house we're staying in, he was like, oh, didn't he even up the price a little bit? He was like, oh, we're gonna have to up the price if you're gonna buy it.
Or something like that,
I remember. And the price he had it at was, like, reasonable for the house.
Very reasonable.
And he wanted to raise it, was it, like, $10,000 or $5,000 more?
I don't remember.
Something like that. No, because,
like, it's, like, the house is more for, like, people that don't want kids. Like, there's two rooms, but, like, the spare room, like,
it's not in good condition. No. We didn't even use it. We just used it to store stuff in there.
Yeah. But it's, like, a really good fixer-upper if, like, anybody's interested.
Yeah. Anybody listening here from Vegas, you can go check it out. I'm not going to say the address.
No.
But, no, you'll find out probably one day, or you could go do your snooping. Earlier, I don't know, yesterday it was, my grandpa was telling me, because they're doing construction work on one of our, like, main streets over here, the plaza. We always talk about it. On the plaza, that street, they're doing construction work over there on the roads. And when we were moving stuff yesterday, my grandpa was like, oh, let's see if they find the drug tunnels over there. And I was like, what? I didn't even hear him right.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the drug tunnels, he didn't call them drug tunnels until, like, later. But he was like, yeah, they had tunnels from Plaza Drugs, like the pharmacy place, to the Rialto and something else. Like, they go underground. And he said that back then that they used to put, like, the bad people, they would, like, have him escape through under there. And I was like, no way. And then he started saying that people would put drugs, go, like, transport drugs through under there. And I was like, what the hell?
When was this?
Yeah. Like, when did it actually happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't say no date, but more than likely, like, years and years ago.
Like, before he was born?
Probably while he was born. If it was, like, the drug one, yeah.
Because he was born in the 50s, so maybe.
He said some names that, like, sounded familiar, but I don't really remember what they were.
Oh, Billy the Kid.
Imagine. Was he from here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys probably know Billy the Kid. He's pretty famous. He's even, like, in the history books and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hensel and Gretel.
I just thought that was a crazy fact. Little Las Vegas has drug tunnels. What is this? Los Angeles? New York?
It's so crazy. Like, you see all these stuff in the movies and you don't, like, think it's true, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is true.
Imagine you're, like, in the pharmacy. And my mom used to work there. And she used to let us, like, explore it. And imagine, like, we found the drug tunnels and we went down on there. I would have not went. I would have gone shitted. But imagine finding it and they were supposed to be hidden. And that would have been so scary. And you see, like, drugs down there or something, like, rooms or, like, dead bodies or something.
That's how the cartel does it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's, like, who's doing it. If there is a cartel in Vegas, I'm not sure. Haven't heard of them.
They're called the Rough Raiders.
Imagine. All cliche.
I don't doubt it. So we have some Reddits of it. Okay. So this one says, what are normal things you you've been shamed
of? We have to be more energetic. Charlene's all talking like it's a book reading podcast.
Sorry.
We have two Reddits right now.
I feel like I'm in a poetry slam.
I know. This is such a tilt podcast that we have to like pick it up a little bit.
Okay. What are normal things you've been shamed for because you're a woman?
I picked this one specifically for Charlene because I've always wondered, because I know girls get shamed for stuff and like that, but I feel like most of the time girls judge girls most.
I've been shamed by guys too.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure it happens, like you said.
Body hair. I've been shamed for body hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so embarrassing because like guys are so effing rude. They want like a girl to be perfectly smooth, and life is just isn't like that, okay? My lady days, I'm ashamed for that. In school, people are so
rude. They used to shame you for that?
Like in fifth grade, yeah.
Oh, like in elementary? What would they say?
They'd be like, Charlene, what's that on your pants? Like when you're a little kid and you don't know, you don't know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit's embarrassing. They'd be like, oh my god, you have something on your pants. I'm like, what is it? Like, you never did that to a girl?
No. I never seen, and if I did, I didn't pay no mind to it. I didn't even know myself, probably.
Yeah, no, it was so embarrassing. I'll never get over it, ever.
Mm.
Anything you shamed a girl for?
No, never. I don't think.
I'm never ashamed to girl for, like, anything. I don't think.
I remember, like, seeing guys shame other girls. Like, there were some girls, like, I don't know when it was. Probably, like, in middle school.
Yeah.
When girls would have, like, a little bit of a mustache or something. Like, you get, like, darker yeah, girls.
Yeah, me too.
And they would be like, oh, you have a mustache. You have a bit longer one than me or whatever. I wouldn't say that, but they would say it. And I'm like, back then, I didn't really, like, pay no mind. I didn't know it was, like, bad. But, like, now that I realize...
Well, it's not bad. Well, oh, you didn't think it was bad? Yeah, them,
like, picking on her was bad.
Yeah, like, no, but I had people tell me that, too. I'm like, guys, it's effing peach fuzz. Like, where do you see, like, actual hair? Like, I look at Jay's mustache, I'm like, my hairs would never get like that.
You should grow it out and let's see how much it gets. We have a competition. It's
been growing out for months. Just kidding.
We can have a competition.
You gotta wax.
I see some people on TikTok, some ladies, and they have, like, a beard.
Yeah, like, but they grow, hormones, like, a full their one. Their hormones are so different. Like, my hormones, like, I don't, I grow peach fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
I feel like that's how majority of girls are. Because even, like, white, like, blonde girls, you look in the sun, you could see they have them. But you can't see them, like, regular.
And, like, I've waxed my lip, and, like, all that comes off is, like, peach fuzz. So I'm like, how the hell do all these guys see my damn peach fuzz from a mile away?
Yeah. I feel like because it blends into the sideburns, maybe.
Me?
No, but, like, probably.
What?
I'm not talking about you.
What are you saying?
Like, the hair here blends into the sideburns, so maybe, like, some girls mistake it for the sideburns and don't cut it.
I think so. I think that's what happens.
Yeah. This one says boob sweat. Have you ever been shamed for boob sweat?
No, because nobody knows nobody knows I have that. Shamed a girl for, like, farting?
No, never. I tell Shalene all the time.
I will not do it, ever.
I'm like, go ahead. I'm like, why don't you? We've been dating 6 years. She's like, I won't. Like, she just did. I won't ever. I do. In front of Shalene.
Yeah, a little too much.
No. It's just farts.
I don't do that. Girls don't fart and girls don't poo.
Oh, yeah. We'll stick to that one. This next one says, I, 26 female, got a job opportunity, and my boyfriend, 26 male, is being a jerk about it. I'm not going to read the whole thing because the actual post was long, so I'm going to read you the little summary I wrote down. So the girl, sorry, the girl gets a really good job offer in another state,
yeah,
and her boyfriend is jealous about it because he has a job and he doesn't have like benefits or anything, and he already reached his pay cap of how much, like, the max you can make, like, yeah, hourly, I'm guessing. She didn't stay. And with the job that she's getting out of state, she gets, like, full benefits, insurance, and all that. Like, I'm guessing that's what benefits are, right?
Yeah.
And, like shares in the company. Like, stocks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a job in another state, and he didn't want her to go because she didn't know if she was going to get the job yet. She got the first interviews. And when he got the interviews, he was like, oh, yeah. He was, like, saying some snarky stuff about it, yeah, about her thing and stuff. So they ended up, the week that she ended up getting the job, they got an apartment together. But this was before they called her back for the job. So they got the apartment, and a week later, they called her for the job. So they had, like, a talk, and they're like, oh, she was like, oh, I got the job, yada, yada, to him. And he was like, oh, well, then it's me or the job. And she decided to break up with him and go for the job. And yeah, she ended up having to stay home because of COVID and work from home. So it could have, like, worked out.
Yeah.
And then, so she was sad because of that. And he was sad because he couldn't, she gave him, like, she thought it was going to be a lot longer that she was going to, like, get the job.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I'll move with you or something, and I'll give myself 6 months to a year to find a job as good as yours. And he didn't find one, so she had to stay home, and he didn't find a job, like, a better one, so he was sad, and they broke up.
What?
Yeah.
What would you do?
If I was in the girl's situation, I would probably go I don't know. It's hard to put yourself in a situation. I can't even, like, put us in a situation like that because that's not what type of people we are.
I'd go with you.
If Charlene was like, oh, I got a job in a different state, I'd be like, let's go.
Let's go.
We'll figure something out.
I stress. Like, James, like, I want to go to New York. I'm like, listen, BB, like, rent over there is, like, $2,000.
New York? No, I don't want to move to New York. Never, ever.
Hypothetical, he says that sometimes.
Mm-mm, not New York. I'm like, oh, let's move to, like, Utah or something.
We're never moving to Utah.
Colorado.
They'll try to turn us into Mormons.
Who knows? But what would you do in her situation?
And
the guy was, like, your boyfriend.
Okay, if the guy was my boyfriend, I'd be like, if it were you, I would go with you, like... So he moved down with her, right?
Yeah.
And she left him because he was upset.
What happened?
Why did they break up again?
Because she went for the job, and he was like, oh, it's him or me, or it's him or the job, and she chose the job.
I would choose the job, too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if he's being like that, then he's not supporting you. Go ahead and go.
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie from Netflix. What's it called again?
Which one?
The one that has that one from Jane the Virgin.
You can't name actors. I don't know actors.
So it's like, it has that one Lizzo song in it.
I have no clue, BB.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
BB, this used to be our movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Two Hearts to Have Loved Before.
What?
Or something? With Jane the Virgin, the girl that plays her.
That is not the movie.
And it has the guy from,
He's talking about this movie that he just watched. It's like a whole chick
flick. No. It was our movie. And, I don't know. Which one are you talking about?
Hold up. I'll look it up.
Is it the one with the main actress from...
Jane the Virgin?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the name of it, though. But I know which one you're talking about.
What's her name? Sarah Ramirez?
Where she had those two friends, and the friend was hooking up with that guy.
Sarah Ramirez, I think that's her.
It's Gina Rodriguez, I think.
Sarah Ramirez is from freaking Grey's. Okay, the movie is called Someone Great.
Yeah, see?
Two Hearts I've loved before. He watched this whole chick flick.
It was a good movie.
And tried to make me watch it. I'm like, what is this about, BB? Knowing that my whole genre is like Lifetime movies.
No, her whole genre is scary movies. We can't even go on Netflix without her being like, oh, straight to the scary movie section.
Literally, I'm like, what are we going to watch
I'm like, today? Let's just watch YouTube. I'd rather watch your budgeting videos than watch that.
Or, like, I would even watch scary videos, like, on YouTube, but I wouldn't get into them.
Yeah.
And, like, one time we fell asleep.
I'm the one that introduced you to, like, Mr. Nightmare and Radio TTS. Nightmare makes, like, it's, like, scary true stories, I guess that you could say.
Yeah.
And Radio TTS is, like Reddit scary, or, like, any kind of stuff, yeah. Really.
Speaking of, like, Reddit, oh, God, hold on. We gotta get back to this whole...
Yeah, we'll finish this up, and then you could say.
Okay. But yeah, like, if it were me, I would go and I would take the job. I wouldn't second guess it.
Yeah, me too. If you ain't supporting me, you can stay your ass over there.
But if you haven't watched the movie, someone great, like, they broke up because she wanted to apply for a job.
It was just like this. He was jealous because she was making all this money and she had to move to New York.
They lived in
California.
New York.
California. Yeah. And he didn't want her to, he didn't want her to. And they ended up breaking up, right?
Yeah, they broke up. I mean, it's so selfish. Like,
imagine this whole story is made up for that whole movie.
Could you imagine?
Because it sounds pretty similar.
I know. If Jane got a job, I'd be like, okay, let's go. I would be stressing, like, where are we going to live? Where am I going to work?
I've always wondered that because when I read posts like that, I'm like, how do people just, like...
Pick up and go.
Yeah, like, what has them applying for jobs out of state anyway? Like, is that, like, a normal thing people do?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know, because I've been seeing a lot of posts, and I'm like, how do you even find one?
I see if you're, like, being, like, my sister's a boss, his husband, he's, like, an administration something.
Yeah.
And so, like, he applied for a job here, because there was... And, like, all the U.S., like, this was, like, the closest one. So, well, I think it was the closest one. I don't know. But he came from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's
far
away.
They were just looking for... He just got a job in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So her boss might be leaving.
Jeez. Imagine moving from this little tiny town to that big old giant city.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Over here, they have a big old house over there.
You'll have a little, like,
a
one
little studio.
Room. One-room apartment.
I can never live in New York.
But what were you going to say? We said our thing. We would go without that person.
Oh, okay, so I'm watching this TikTok. Sorry, I always mention TikTok. But it was talking about, like, it was doing a Reddit. And there was this one mom that was like, I am putting my son into, like, a retirement home. Like,
yeah.
A care home.
Is he old?
He's 11 years old.
What the hell?
He's 11 years old. But he has deficits. So he was born with, like, I don't know, he was born with something, but he's, like, a vegetable. Like, he doesn't feel any emotion, like, he doesn't talk, he has to be, like, fully taken care of.
Yeah.
And she's like, I hate him. And she would call him, like, potato, and she would call him, like, a squash.
Jeez.
Yeah. And she was like, I believe my...
Was she, like, the one making the TikTok, or that someone, like, got it from somewhere?
Yeah, somebody got it from somewhere. He was warning this might be...
Because I was going to say, if she, like, posted it herself,
no.
She would, like, they would put, like, a hit on her or something,
yeah.
The way TikTok works.
So she was, like, saying that, and she was like, my husband killed himself. She was like...
Because of the kid?
Well, he was at work, and it was a work accident. She's like, but he was too smart for it to be a work accident. So I'm pretty sure he killed himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe. She's like, me and my other son hate him. I don't even have love for him. She was like, I haven't paid any attention to my other son because of him. She was like, just putting him down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he did not ask to be born.
I know. And you're his mom. Who has you treating him like that?
And she goes, she makes it even worse. She was like, if he had Down syndrome, that would be okay. I wouldn't mind. She was like, but he's not even, she's like, he doesn't even have any emotion. I don't even love him. I'm like,
oh. What did she actually, like, end up doing it? Putting him in,
yeah,
thing?
She was putting him in. She said, like, that Friday. She said that she was, like, so excited to put him in into the. I don't know how old the Reddit was, but yeah.
You got to think about it, like, people like that aren't able to talk and stuff. They still can think. Yeah. They still can understand things, I'm pretty sure. So they can understand that she's being all funked up to them, your own mom.
Yeah, I know.
Like, right? They would still be able to understand.
Yeah.
Even though they can't, like, talk or move or anything.
Yeah. It's like when, like, a psychopath, like, they can't feel emotion,
mm.
but they understand emotion.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't cry.
I think they, psychopaths, you said, yeah. or sociopaths?
Well, I think it's either
one. I think they don't really know how to show emotion, but they use emotion to, like...
manipulate.
To make it, how they're going to react back to it.
Yeah.
Because they don't use emotion themselves, but they fake it to how you reacted.
I was watching this, like, whole video about this kid who planned out to kill his sister. And he did. He sent the baby, so he, like,
he killed the sister?
Yeah, he was 13 years old. And the sister was, like, 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he planned it out. He was, like, totally with her. He was, like, go ahead and go home. I have it. It's okay. And the mom, like, went out to, like, a dinner or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he I don't remember how he did it, but he killed her. And then he called 911, and he was, like, he, like, was crying on the phone. And when 911 got there, he was just so calm. And so, like, they were doing an interview when he was older. And the mom had another kid, but, like, the mom's still in contact with him. Yeah. Like, she lost 2 kids. Like, I bet it's hard for her.
Yeah.
And so, they're doing the interview, and this guy, like, he was, like, emotionless. He mm-hmm. reminded me of somebody. Yeah, and, like, it was just so scary. Like, oh, my God. Like, what goes on through his mind?
Yeah. I don't know. There has... I don't know. I can't even explain that because I don't even think like that.
I know. Like, I could never.
That's just crazy.
It is. Like, I was even listening today to, like, the Slender... I don't know if you ever heard of the Slender Man.
Yeah.
The Slender Man, like, stabbing.
Yeah. Yeah, they even made, like, a movie about it.
I remember I watched the movie because it was a Lifetime movie, mm-hmm. so I watched it. But I was listening to a podcast today about it. And, like, the little girl even looked up. She's like, what kind of mental disorder do I have? Or what kind of psycho am I?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked it up, like, that poor thing. And her parents, like, never saw the signs.
That's crazy.
She had, like, zero emotion to what she did to that poor little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they planned it out for, like, months. Months. What else were we talking about?
That's it.
Oh, sorry, guys. I get lost into these whole, like, things about, like, the mind of people.
Yeah.
That's what they think. Like, that lady, how could she have no empathy for her kid? Like, your kid, you carried him.
Mm. Makes me so sad. Some people, I don't know, just decide to, I guess.
Some people aren't meant to be parents. Mm. And that's the sad truth.
Yeah. I guess they only want to be parents when it's, like, convenient to them.
Yeah.
When it's situations like that, they're like, mm-mm, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah. But it's almost going to be our 6-year anniversary.
I know, in October.
6 years with the love of my life.
Look at all that's happened to us.
Literally. I can't believe that 6 years ago, I thought I would be here with you right now.
I know. Like, that's how I like thinking, too. I'm like, 6 years ago or 5 years ago, even like 2... we would have never guessed we would be here right now.
Heck no.
Doing a podcast in the room real quick.
I honestly thought I was like, me and Jay will move in together till we both have jobs.
Yeah.
That was literally my thought.
And see, like, I tell you, everything works out how it's supposed to. Like, how whatever way it's supposed to, it works out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm so grateful, though.
You guys listening to the podcast probably think I'm so corny when I say stuff like that. Even Charlene's face is like, I could tell. She don't even have to say no words.
I don't like that. But just keep Daisy your little thoughts and prayers because my baby...
Mm.
Don't be rude. She's having a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
My poor princess.
I guess our chill little podcast this time put him to sleep because all the dogs are fast asleep.
Did you hear
asleep.
Him snoring all out?
Yeah, later. You guys probably heard it on the podcast.
He starts
sleeping. But Daisy's fast asleep right now and Charlene.
Yeah, she's too attached right now.
But this one's going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast because we're exhausted.
Exhausted.
We just wanted to bring you guys something because we love doing it and we... You guys deserve it, at least. Yeah. With all this, even, like, we haven't been posting or anything. You guys have been showing the podcast a lot of love. And every day I see our listeners go up a lot, and I appreciate that.
Yes, I do. I really appreciate it. Everything that
Charlene doesn't really see it because she's at work, and I forget to tell her.
I'm always at work, but like Jaden's been so, he always tells me every day, but like he's been so busy, like he hasn't told me, so I'm like, oh, it must not been
I
good.
know it sucks to like say, but the podcast hasn't been like my main priority lately because just like trying to get all this done, juggling both is kind
Which
of
I mean, it's
hard.
like completely understandable because you can't be at all places at once, you know? You can't be like doing this and doing that, because then you'll just like drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, and I think that's what we did last night. Me and Charlene had a fight.
A big one.
Yeah, and I was just like, I told her, I was like, even after the fight, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I just felt like the whole room was collapsing on me. I couldn't like take it anymore. And finally, I took a shower and I relaxed and I was fine.
And then I was like, I was like, I'm not gonna talk to you. I was like, I'm not gonna talk to you today or tomorrow.
And
Just
look,
leave
guess
me
what? I
alone.
got that charm. I got her back. But yeah, this one's gonna be a little bit shorter, guys. Short and sweet for you guys.
Yes, thank
Just to give you
you
guys a little heads up of what's been happening and the future for it. From now on, it should be pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
Even I'm starting up school next week, but still,
We
it'll
have
be.
plans. We have plans that we're gonna stick to, so it's not
Yeah.
a big deal.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the little things figured out now. We got the major things up.
Yeah,
It's just trying to get
exactly.
those little things set up.
Yes, but thank you
But
guys as
yeah, thank
always.
you guys for listening to this week's podcast and sticking around despite our lack of posting and everything. We really appreciate it. That's how we know you guys are true
They
fans.
understand,
I
baby.
know when I put it up on Instagram, people message me and they're like, "Oh, don't worry, don't worry. We
Really?
understand." Yeah.
I never got the messages.
They're on the requests.
Oh.
Yeah. But we really
Thank you guys.
appreciate
I
it. Yeah.
appreciate that.
It shows how much you guys love, like, you really enjoy us. And we love you guys just as much.
Yes, every
Thank you guys for
single.
everything, for bringing us to where we are now. Despite all this stressful stuff happening in life, you guys have always listened to us, our struggles
Yeah.
for since February, all our little things that have happened to us, you guys know. But thank
Yeah.
you guys.
But thank you so much for always supporting us and listening to us. Like when we have bad days, you guys are always there.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
Just to spill our tea onto you guys and everything.
Yeah, that's why we're called Young Excellency. So that way. Why?
It's not Young Excellency. That we'll let Charlene say it like that.
That's why we're
She gets
called
the free
Young
pass.
Excellence. It doesn't sound weird to me. Yeah, that way, like, because we made this podcast so people know that, like, not life isn't perfect.
The truth, real stuff about life, rather
The
than
raw, the
'cause I
good, the
feel like
bad, and the
most of these,
ugly.
like I've listened to podcasts, and they're like, they say like the cliche stuff. They're like, oh, like motivation kind of stuff, which helps, but like nobody talks about like the real shit that goes on in life, like
Yeah.
struggles and everything, and I feel like that's what people appreciate because they relate to it.
Because like people
So
like to
life ain't
like
sunshine and rainbows.
people like to hide all their struggles. Like I remember like growing up, people would be like they hide like they're having money troubles or if they're having troubles in their marriage. You don't put it out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to if you don't want to,
Yeah, there's some stuff that needs to be private, but we're here to let you know like the real stuff going
Yeah.
off with us. Maybe you guys relate, or maybe you guys are going through some stuff and you just want to feel like you relate to us.
Yeah, exactly. But enough of this ending. It's getting
Yeah.
too long.
I feel like we do that every time, like we say, "Oh, bye guys," and then we start talking about other stuff
know.
leading on. But yeah, as always, all social media is at Young Excellence Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. I think it's a little bit shorter. Maybe it's about the same length since our little rant we went on.
know.
But yeah, thank you guys.
Thank
See
you
you
so
guys next
much.
week. Next week we have some really special, well, for the podcast, we have a lot of stuff to do, but for you guys have to wait and see for like for what we have going on.
Yes, 100%. Exactly.
Yeah, but thank you guys.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.